hi, hello. It's Financial Straight Talk. This little podcast is here for you so that you can get good financial information to make better financial decisions. My name's Jerry Payne, and we've been doing this show for coming up on 8 years, Jim. You mentioned that in the radio show this week. I can't believe it. And yeah, that's Jim Fox over there. He is the father of financial dragons, the chief engineer of the wheelbarrow of wisdom. He has a black belt in Google Foo. But he is not your financial daddy. He is the president and founder of Wadadley Financial Group. I think I said that twice this time. Bit. More importantly, he is the financial straight talker, Jim Fox. How you doing, pal?
Hey, all we need is to roll in the applause, right? You know, hey, we you know what we've really kind of screwed up? Like, don't we have somebody to introduce? Don't
we
have
a new board? Well, we do, actually, yes. And the unfortunate thing is that he's not here with us today because...
We've already ran him off.
Listen... Brian Murphy is our new producer, and people are saying, well, what happened to Brett Barney?
Brett's moved on to bigger and better things.
Barney has gone to that great sales cubicle in the sky. He is a talker. He is a very charismatic individual, and so he got pulled away from us on the radio side of things, and he is going out to work with people like Jim and help them bring them to us. Anyways, Brett Barney's just fine. He's doing great. But Brian Murphy is our new producer, and we have to wish him congratulations. As we record this, Jim, it's actually his birthday today.
Wow,
he's going to
nice.
Hate that I said that because he just had his third child last week.
What?
A beautiful
so
bouncing
birthday
baby boy.
And baby.
And now here's where he got screwed up, okay? Because they scheduled the C-section for Brian's birthday today, April 16th. Okay. I'll just put that out there so everyone in the world can wish him a happy birthday. And I don't even know the kid's name. He hasn't been in the office for me to ask, but the baby just decided sometimes they're going
to
come when they're going
to
come.
River. Happened to River.
Exactly.
Yep.
So congratulations. Happy birthday to Brian Murphy and his wife and the other children. He's got two other kids, and he's a great guy. And when he gets back in the office, we will make a proper introduction.
There we go. Outstanding. Well, Brian, welcome, brother. You are in for a ride. Our podcast is our love, right, Jerry?
Yes,
we
sir.
Love radio, but podcast is where it's at. So it's a little bit looser and a little bit more fun.
That's
so,
right. And, you know, speaking on the family front, I had something pretty cool happen in my family. My niece just got baptized.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was a really special day, and we were actually watching the Masters golf tournament afterwards. It was beautiful weather, so everything came into place.
And Emma's such a special little girl. I absolutely love her. I mean, that smile, so
she's awesome.
Love it.
Yeah, God bless. And Jim, this week we are going into the financial world, and this is a little bit of a family environment. Now, growing up, Jim, did you go to the circus ever?
We did, yeah, absolutely. We'd come to Coco, and now I think it's one of the Nissan or whatever dealerships is taking over the whole place. But yes, we would go to the circus. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
loved
it. Buying a car these days is a bit of a circus, but in a different way. Well,
right.
Ringling Brothers a few years ago got in some trouble and stopped their tour of the circus because of how their animals were being treated. And now they're back on the road, minus the animals. However, there is still one animal, but it's not a traditional one. They have a robotic puppy as kind of the star of the show. The dog's name is Bailey, and the kids love him, of course.
Awesome.
It's like a phone. I wonder if he can take voice commands. I don't know what all he can do, but if, you know, the circus is coming to town, go see Bailey, the robo dog. And Jim, we've talked about robo advisors before in retirement planning. You know, they can do some simple investing tasks for people on the road to retirement, but is it any kind of replacement for a real life human that can talk to you and not be AI? And what'd you used to say? Blippi the
computer. Blippi 2000, I think we called it.
I mean, what is the value of having a human for retirement planning?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's always that level.
Justify your job, Jim.
Yeah,
I'm putting you on trial.
There you go. Put me right on the thing. I feel like I'm on a Star Trek episode where, you know, Q has me in a bench somewhere. You have no idea who I'm talking about. Dude.
I have seen the next generation. Get
okay, Perv, you impressed me. Very cool. All right, so here's the thing, is that I am old enough that I appreciate appreciate what it's like to have this eyeball to eyeball, kneecap to kneecap approach to retirement, mm-hmm. right? But I'm also young enough and into computers, and I do it myself, to understand where these robo-advisors have their place. Now, obviously, I have a different skill set than a lot of our listeners, right? Because I've been doing this for almost 27 years, if you can believe
it. Well,
that,
Jim,
right?
You know, I hate to break it to you, but, you know, a lot of our listeners are engineers and they work on spaceships. And if you told me that you put together a rocket, I'm just not getting on that rocket with you.
100%. Exactly. But, you know, no matter how smart you are, do you have enough time in your day to make sense of all of this nonsense and noise, right? So accumulating wealth to get to retirement is, in my opinion, a completely different skill set of the person who takes you from, I'm done getting money, now I need my money to pay me, right? The income phase or getting through retirement is a different skill set, right? Because when you're young, you can take higher risk. You have more time on your side. You are putting monthly contributions in, and most of you are getting employer matches with it, right? So you got all this extra stuff happening. Now, obviously, some of the downfalls are, as you're young, you make really dumb decisions. And Jerry and I have could pretty much write a book on the dumb decisions, right? And I mean, we got trucks and cars to prove it right now. But the point
is, trucks, cars, and battle scars.
Sounds
like a country album.
It does sound like a country song, absolutely. But, you know, the big thing is to understand that robo-advisors, I believe, do have their place, and it might allow people who are too intimidated to go out and sit down with a finance weenie to actually start, you know, to get their stuff started. At least they can do it on their own at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? And they can start saving a little bit of money. But let's talk about those of you that near or are in retirement. Kind of those are the important points here, is that you're not going to have as many investment options, right? The opportunities that you're going to be given are kind of going to be prepackaged, right? It's kind of like, we all love Publix. Jerry, you love Publix. You go in
the
there.
Pub subs.
And, yeah. The pub, but let's focus on the meat stuff where they already have, you know, the jerk pork, or they have the pinwheels.
That rotisserie chicken.
We're talking about a lot of food today. But here's the thing. If I like the idea of having pork, but I want it with Cajun seasoning, that's not available today. It's just jerk pork. So you're out of luck, right? Well, that's kind of the idea with the robo-advisors. You're going to have limited options, and you're not going to have the best advice, right? And that's kind of what we're talking about here, is it's not going to be specific to you and your family. It's going to be more generic. So investment options are the first one. Second one, they wrote here, management style. I'm not really sure what kind of management style Blippi 2000 has, okay? It's algorithm driven or AI driven. Now, that's either going to be really great or pretty horrifying. And I don't know which one it's going to be, right? Depends on the luck of the draw here. But you need to have a management style that matches your investment style, your investment risk, your investment objective. And if those two aren't aligned with each other, you're going to have problems, right? So this is where that getting to know, that relationship, understanding what my job is when I sit down with you, is not necessarily see how much money you have so I can figure out how much money I'm going to make, okay? Because it happens a lot, right? Mm-hmm. My job is to sit down with you and find out what you're trying to accomplish. And believe it or not, the very first thing that I have to do is see, is what you want to accomplish mathematically probable with the amount of money that you have saved and the risk that you're willing to take? There's times I have to say, it's not going to work, guys. Mm-hmm. We have to either work a little bit longer, save more money, or we're going to have to live on less money, or we're going to have to take on more risk. Which one of those sound better to you, right? So that is a management style. Equally as important, and this is the hardest one, Jerry, when I sit down with someone and say, Jerry, really stupid idea, buddy, we shouldn't do that. And I need to make sure that our relationship is strong enough for me to go, yeah, I called you stupid. I love you for the stupid part, though, okay? I want you to know I'm not calling you stupid. I'm saying this decision will have a negative impact on your retirement. That is a management style, and it's something that I feel like I do very well, because people know when I say things that you don't agree with, it's not that I'm being a jerk. I'm doing it out of love. I'm being responsible.
When
you're
talking about a doctor, that's what they call bedside manner.
Yeah, my bedside manner is a little rough sometimes, but it matters. And last but not least, as we wrap this up, is understanding that financial planning cannot come from Blippi 2000, okay? Or who knows, by then it'll be Blippi 2100, okay? No matter how good AI is, it's not going to be able to sit down and figure out how Mr. and Mrs. Payne are going to navigate these markets when we have a prolonged down period of maybe 4, 5, 10 years. Don't forget, 13 years was 2000 to 2013. That was a 13-year lost decade. Okay. That's when the markets struggled to get back to where they were. Prior to that, the last time it was any bigger than that was after the Great Depression. Took 25 years to get back to where you were, Jerry. Mm. That is not the place you want to be. So financial planning has to look at your emotions. It also has to look at your taxation. It has to look at how you're going to access your money. Do you need health insurance? Do you need subsidies? All of these things come together and are part of a financial plan. Taxation is probably the greatest conversation that I do in this office. It's the biggest portion of what I do, because tax planning is how much money really lands in your bank account. That's what matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, and why I truly believe I never have to worry about Blippi or any other computer taking over, is legacy planning is so dependent on your own situation that I don't believe they can ever fix it. Some people have two or three great kids and it's easy, one half or one third to all the kids. Some of them have two kids, one of them's a nightmare, the other one's great. They got to leave all the money to the great kid and hopefully that kid gives them a little money because they'll spend it all in one place.
Mm.
Some people have no kids. Some people have special needs children. Some people want to have parents that they're going to predecease and they got to take care of their parents. Legacy planning is another huge portion of what I do. Financial planning is not something AI can do. Jerry, most humans can't financial planning. That are in my industry, they don't do good at it. What's the odds of a computer doing it? Slim to none. That's what I'm talking about. If I could sum this entire podcast up into one kind of term, it would be build a relationship. Have someone that you can work with that understands the ins and outs, that's going to be honest with you. And sometimes it has to be brutally honest with you, right? That's the key. And that only comes from having somebody who you feel is invested in your journey, your retirement. You know, and I love, there was a commercial years ago and it said, my financial planner came to my dad's funeral. I don't know if you remember that or not, but no. I was young in the business, maybe 27, 28 years old. And that was so impactful to me because that's all about the relationship. If you build a relationship and you have a good understanding, then you can do great things together. And that's something that I don't believe a computer can ever replace. I don't believe it's something they can ever figure out, because we as human beings need human beings to understand and bounce ideas off of and validate certain things and work together, because as a team, we're going to do so much more together. If you go about it on your own or with some computer, good luck with that. Who knows what's going to happen? Guys, 26 years of doing this, 26 years of being in the trenches, helping people navigate through all phases of retirement and debt and all the things. I started at the very bottom and I worked my way up. And I want you guys to know one thing stays true through all of this. If you can control your emotions and you can build the right relationship with the right people, great things happen. If you miss a step along the way, that's where things start to fall off. This is your opportunity. Jerry, I'm going to let you close out the podcast today. I want you to know that we appreciate you. If you want to see what being a client of Wadali Financial Group looks like, all you got to do is give us a call. Jerry, I'll let you finish this up. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next week.
Jim, when I think about, you know, when I get towards the retirement age and I have to, you know, go to see someone like you and plan out my retirement, I want to be able to shake their hand. And I don't know if AI can do a lot of things. I don't know that it can shake your hand quite yet and look you in the eye and talk to you. I mean, that's just, there's virtual bots for everything, but
yep.
They're not humans yet. And hopefully they are never fully replace us. So we invite you to get in touch with Jim and start working on a customized plan for yourself and have that conversation and start building that relationship. If you look in the show notes, we're going to have a link to get to Jim's page where you can book some time with him. If you just want to go check out the website, it's really easy. GetFST.com. GetFST.com. Reach out to Jim Fox and his team, and they will reach back out to you to set up a time for a complimentary appointment. That is all the time that we have for this episode of Financial Straight Talk. Make sure you're subscribed. Share this episode with someone you love. They might need to hear some of this information too. And we want to thank you so much for listening to Financial Straight Talk. For Jim Fox, the Financial Straight Talker himself, the president and founder of Wedadley Financial Group, I'm Jerry Payne, the Rock Doctor. We will see you next time on Financial Straight Talk.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Wedadley Financial Group. Wedadley Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Wedadley Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Wedadley Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any government agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Wedadley Financial Group.